Avoidus L's shear number 9. Building upon our previous shearing, where we proved that L is an extraordinary period of divine closeness, open gates of tshuva, and special siyata d'shmaya, we now delve into the foundation, the fundamental concept of hashpa'as hazman, the influence and power of time. The 40 days from Rosh Hashanah, the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh El through Yom Kippur mirror the 40 days Moshe Rabbeinu spent pleading for mercy on Har Sinai, just as Moshe succeeded in gaining a kapara for Klal Yisrael that ended up us receiving the second set of luchos. Every generation possesses the exact same designated days of divine mercy, Yimei Rachamim. In Koheles, Paragimel Pasuk Aleph 31, Shlomo Melech declares, "Kol's man ve'eis the kol chifetz tachas hashemayim." For everything there is a season and time for every purpose under hashemayim. The Medrash Rabbah, Koheles Rabbah 3, explains that every event throughout human history was assigned a specific pre-designated window of time from the very beginning of creation. The designated time for Adam Rishon to enter and to leave Gan Eden, the designated time for Noach to enter and leave the Teva, the designated time for Avram Avinu to receive a Bris Milah, the designated time for Kabbalah Satorah, and etc., etc. The Maral in Tiferes Yisrael Perek Chaf Hei, as elaborated by Reb Chaim Freelander, unveils the deeper philosophical architecture of time and human choice. All historical shifts, spiritual potential, and capacity for change across world history are engineered and created directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To allow these spiritual possibilities to take effect in physical reality, Hashem created the very dimensions of time, Zman. Time is the structured container through which specific spiritual results are enabled to manifest. When human beings are presented with specific spiritual challenges during a given time frame, both potential outcomes were pre-created from the onset of creation. If a person chooses good, they unlock and trigger a pre-existing potential result designed to bring down shefa, abundance, and bracha, blessing. If a person chooses bad, they activate a different pre-existing potential result designed to bring spiritual detriment or consequences upon themselves. In truth, humanity does not generate spiritual reality out of thin air. Hashem prepared the entire matrix of potential results from the beginning of time. Nevertheless, we are 100% accountable for our actions because human choices determine which preset result will actually occur in history. This is why Chazal quote Hashem's warning to mankind, "Tein daitcho shaloi tekalkelel v'tachrev es oilomi." Take care that you do not ruin and destroy my world. A person holds the responsibility to enhance creation and draw down the divine blessing based directly on their personal decisions. Ultimately, the term zman, time, is defined as a pipeline, a conduit, a tzinor, through which Hashem bestows either good or bad upon us, strictly calibrated according to our human actions. Rabbi Yeruchim Yelovitz, In Das Chachma Musar, Volume 2, page 227, explains that this principle is a foundational secret behind all of the Mayadim, all the festivals, the Jewish festivals. Every Mayad, every festival, possesses a uniquely designated spiritual frequency embedded within its time frame. Performing specific mitzvahs during these designated windows yields spiritual achievements that cannot be duplicated at any other point in the year. For example, shaking the lulavah and sukkahs. The Gemara in Menachos Lamed Vav Mabez and Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph teaches that there's no obligation to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. In fact, it's forbidden to. Citing the verse, "V'hoyu la'ois al yotcho," and should be a sign upon your hand, because Shabbos and Yom Tov are themselves a sign, an ois. Rabbeinu Moshe Chaim Letzato, which is the Ramchal, and Derech Hashem, explains the deeper meaning of this halacha. The purpose of donning tefillin on weekdays is to sanctify l'kadesh, a person's mind and heart to serve Hashem. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, Hashem built in an eighth spiritual frequency directly into the time window itself that sanctifies a person's mind and heart even more than wearing tefillin. So they don't have to be wearing tefillin because they already have that ois Therefore, wearing tefillin on Shabbos is unnecessary and forbidden because the time itself performs the high level sanctification naturally. So to summarize the mindset, time is an active conduit. Time is not passive. It carries specific pre-designed divine energy and potential outcomes. El's unique frequency. Just as Shabbos naturally sanctifies the Nefesh, the month of El is inherently programmed with open pipelines of divine mercy, rachamim, closeness, and the gates are open for tshuva. Take responsibility. Human actions activates these pre-existing spiritual pipelines. Make sure to capitalize on the unique time window of El to pull down Hashem's blessing and closeness. Have a wonderful evening.